Reflecting on significant matters, your message from your Chief Executive, Adrian Bell. One of the great joys for me in writing this article for the review is that it causes me to reflect on all that has been going on and the significance of matters I have become aware of or involved in. I would note in particular the decision around rail ticket offices, remembrance at the cenotaph, a service of remembrance at Sir Arthur Pearson's grave, in-person general staff meetings, and the launch of the Eye Care Support Pathway, and I will cover all these topics. I was particularly relieved when it was announced that the proposed closure of railway ticket offices would no longer go ahead, but concerned that ministers and officials don't seem to grasp the equality duty as defined in the Equality Act 2010, and neither do they seem to understand the degree of distress and worry the proposal caused to so many people. I think this highlights a dislocation between decision makers and the realities of life for people with disabilities, and is an issue I am actively pursuing with colleagues in the Vision Impairment Charity Sector Partnership. A small number of us gathered for a short but uplifting service of thanks and remembrance at the grave of our founder, Sir Arthur Pearson, in Hampstead Cemetery on Armistice Day morning. The local vicar, Alistair Tressider, led the service, and we were joined by a few members of the public who were passing by. I am particularly grateful to Brian Eldridge for his stalwart work as standard bearer. The gravestone itself is well cared for, but the railings are deteriorating, so I have commissioned a small refurbishment project. A larger number of us gathered at the Victory Services Club on Saturday evening for a fork buffet and a get-together. To my mind, this was great fun and reminds us all of the value of such events. There was a real buzz in the room, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we can replicate and improve on this for next year. It was great to see so many members and be able to take time to talk and to listen, and a huge thank you to Tim Eckersley and Glynis Gillam for planning the weekend. Despite the weather, the cenotaph itself was a fine occasion, but a change in the order of the parade left us a long way down Whitehall and out of touch with the service and the bands. We are talking to the British Legion about how this is handled next year. After the September board meeting, I undertook a series of in-person staff meetings at both centres and in Bristol, Leeds and London. It was great to see so many staff gathered together and also witness the added bonus of those who normally work from home having the opportunity to engage with colleagues. I'm also trying to get to member events nationally, although I struggle at times because of the calls on my time. I remain keen to see as many of you as I can and will keep trying to attend events when possible. Finally, I went to the launch of the Eye Care Support Pathway very recently and am hopeful that it will make a difference across our sector. In brief, it has been designed to enable better support for adults with eye care needs to be consistently delivered across the UK. It aims to highlight people's needs at four key stages in their eye care journey, which are on having an initial appointment, on having a diagnosis confirmed, on support after a diagnosis, and on living well with the condition. I would very much value your feedback if you happen to experience this pathway. Thank you. That is probably quite enough from me for the time being. And I will bow out by wishing you all a very happy Christmas and prosperous New Year.